Srimadam Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse number 6. Adhura, Iha, Mahabhaga, Adhumeha, Mahabhaga, Jatha, Eva, Narata, Nara, Jathaiva Narakantara, Jathaiva Narakantara, Jathaiva Narakantara, Adhuneha Mahabhaga, Jathaiva Narakantara, Nara, Ugra, Jathana, Jayat, Dānogra jāsanān mīrāt tān me vekhātum arhati tān me vekhātum arhati Dānogra jāsanān mīrāt tān me vekhātum arhati Adhumeha Mahabhaga Jathaiva Narakantara Nanugra Jathunanmeya Dharmi Vekhatumarhati Adhuna, right now, Mahabhaga is the most fortunate. Parikshit Maharaj is addressed as Mahabhaga. Maha means great. And Bhaga, the same, Bhava, from the word Bhava, Bhava. Bhagavan and Bhagavan, Mahabhaga, these terms are applicable to the very, very great fortunate opponent. Actually, Bhagavan, this word is applicable to Krishna. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you find whenever Krishna is speaking, Vyasadeva has written, see Bhagavan one. Real Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Svayam. Everyone has not little fortune of life. But nobody is comparable with Krishna. Therefore, Shastra is to say, Krishna to Bhagavan Svayam. Real Bhagavan is Krishna, the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vipra. But if one has not little favor of Krishna, he is called Bhagavan, not Bhagavan. Bhagavan, also. The word is coming from the same, Bhava. Several times explained, Bhava means richness. Bhava means influence. Bhava means bodily strength. Bhava means knowledge. Bhava means beauty. And Bhava means relevancy. Be just so, just as a seal, and Bhava means reputation, faith. So these are the symptoms of Bhava. So, Parikshit Maharaj, although nobody can be equal to Krishna, Bhagavan means asam all bhava. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater. That is all. I am fortunate, you are fortunate, but we have got many equals and many better. And when you reach somebody where you find nobody is equal to him and nobody is greater than him, then you hear. This is a logical conclusion with Bhagavan. Nowadays, so many rascals derive Bhagavan. That is blasphemy. If Bhagavan writes, such persons will be punished. But Bhagavan excuses. That is another thing. So Bhagavan is Krishna, Krishna is Paramatma. Nobody should try to become equal to him. That is not possible. And yet, Supreme Goswami is addressed as Mahabha. Maha means great, and Bhava means fortunate, because he is very fortunate. He is describing Srivada Bhava. This thing is a Bhagavatam, the same word Bhava comes. Bhagavat. Bhagavat. But this word is used when the meaning is possessive of Sakshi Bhattu. Bhagavan, Bhagavan, and Bhagavat. Bhagavat means one who has power to possess the Supreme Lord. It's called Bhagavat. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. One is Grantha Bhagavat and one is Parsan Bhagavat. A devotee is called Bhagavat and the book in which the pastimes or characteristics of Bhagavan is described, that is called Bhagavat. That is another Bhagavat. He means dude. Again, both. Bhagavat, Srimad. Sri means very beautiful. So every soul you will find very, very beautiful. 5,000 years ago, this massive tradition, there is no comparison. Nobody can rise and have death even after death. It was written by Bad Vigubya. So, Mahabhava, Jatha Iva Narakatno. In the sixth canto, in the fifth canto of Srimadha Bhagavatam, there is description of the hellish condition of life. According to the decline, there is punishment according to criminality. Similarly, there is punishment by nature's law according to impious life. There is punishment. People do not care for impious life. That is misfortune. No knowledge, impact or vital activities are done out of ignorance. This way a person commits some criminality without knowing the laws, government laws. Ordinarily, just like in your country, keep to the right. If you drive your car on the left side, immediately you become a criminal. In our country, the car is driven on the left side. In this country, the car is driven on the right side. So, if some Indian gentleman says that I'm a person who drives on the left side, what is wrong with that? know this country's Lord in lifetime. You don't know whatever may be in your country, because you have been in your car on the left side, you are guilty. The ignorance is no excuse. And the law court, if you say that it was not known to me, so that does not mean that you will be excused. Similarly, knowingly or unknowingly, if you do something sinful, then you are immediately killed. You will be punished. It doesn't matter whether you know or not. Just like fire, this child, if it touches the fire is not excused. There is no consideration that here is a little child, he does not know this fire is burning. But as soon as it touches, it is burning. This is not just you will make some disease, knowingly or unknowingly. It doesn't matter. But the disease will be manifest. Suppose we have infected smallpox infection, contamination, then it will be manifest. So this education is lacking. There everyone is thinking that it's independent. He can do whatever he likes. That is not possible. That will be punished. Nature's law is so stringent. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, he cannot escape the stringent laws of nature. Little discrepancy, suppose you can eat 8 ounces. If you eat 9 ounces, then you will have to starve for 3 days. Then no why you have eaten more than 3 pounds. The nature is that's like we require salt in our foodstuff. Everyone. But if this salt is little more, it is useless. And if this salt is little less, then those. It must be to the quantity. So nature flies like that. People, if they simply study nature's law, he becomes the largest scholar. There's no reason going to a school, college, but if you see how nature is working, you can see this flower. Every flower is so beautiful, nicely constructed, symmetrically. You find two flowers, the small fiber coming out exactly in the same. There is no question of accident. There is no question of accident. They are also being manipulated by the laws of nature. And what is the laws of nature? The laws of nature is acting under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of God. The nature is instrument. That's why any machine take typewriter machine. The typewriter machine or any machine is working very nicely. But the machine is not working nicely. The man, the person is type, he is doing nicely. There will be many wonderful machine computers. But there must be one action, one manipulator. So, this nature is an instrument. The actually worker is too strong. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya bhakshena paditi swati sasarasaram. But these rascals, they are praising the machine. They have no information to who is the person, what is the brain behind this machine. That is ego. That is the difference between the so-called scientist and devotee. The devotee knows that all these wonderful things which are happening, behind this thing, there is Krishna. and Krishna says, we believe. That's the fact. If you paint a very nice tower, how much labor you require? Still, it cannot be so beautiful as the natural flower. So don't think the natural flower has come accidentally. No. It was done by the machine manipulated by Krishna. That is the proof of understanding. It is not part of the shastra. Parasa sakti dividavya sriyate. Para, the supreme, he is energies are multi energies. They're acting. The same way, the machine is working. That's the potency or the power of the person. That's why you see aeroplane, the pilot is sitting there, pushing one button immediately. They start, such a huge machine is done, simply by putting work. So this is an element of energy. Similarly, the whole material world is working by putting the button, pushing the button. Don't think it is by authority or accident. These are all the things. There is hand in every form. The Dharmatma, we should always remember that if we commit some sinful activities, there is first. That has been described in the previous chapter, fifth canto. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, that is Vaishnava. Parikshit Maharaj is Vaishnava. He is very unhappy that so many living entities are rotting in this dharam, in this condition of life. So he is asking, Usunayo Mahabhava Jathaiva Narakandara Nana Udra Jatanat Naya Pramine Vyakhanumaru. I am very sorry that so many living entities are suffering. So if there is any way to give them relief, really good. And Avaishnava sees another person is suffering. He doesn't care, he is suffering. We have come to that stage. I heard from one of my disciples that here in New York, if somebody is pissed on the road, nobody will care. Is it a prayer?
Yes.
So we have come to that stage of civilization. But Parikshit Maharaj, simply by hearing from Sukadeva Goswami that a person who commits sinful activities, he suffers that. He's not saying he suffers. How such a person can be delivered? This is important. That they are suffering for some sinful activities, how they can be saved. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava means paradukha-dukhi. Vaishnava is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. He has not unhappy. Personally, he has not. Nityananda Prabhu, he is Ābhavu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Varahana Paro Ami Varo Dukhi. Nityananda means, Nitya means, Itanami. Ananda means happy. So Nityananda has no unhappiness. But he was passing on the street. There was a crowd and Nityananda Prabhu inquired, where is this? So a crowd. So, somebody informed that there are two brothers, Jana and Maharaj, and they are very fallen souls, although they are born in Brahmin family, very nice, rich family. But we addicted to drinking and prostitution, they have become now rogues, thieves. So they are disturbing the whole level. So, the third Prabhu comes in. So, these two brothers are so fond. So, why not ignore them first? This is the son. Then my Lord, Nityananda Prabhu, considers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his master. So, my master's name will be famous. Because the master's propaganda is chant Hare Krishna. So if I can induce these two brothers to chant Hare Krishna, they will be saved. So why not try? This is the term. That paradukha dukhe, he is happy personally. But because he knows that these drunkards, woman hunters, prostitute hunters will suffer very, very severely. So why not deliver? This is the term. So many others also. In your country, there is now different times when he was being crucified, still he was saying, my Lord, excuse them, they do not know what they are. This is they are not unhappy. And they can tolerate any unhappy position. But they are, therefore they come to deliver so many fallen souls. Here, Parikshit Maharaj is out of compassion. He inquired from Bhupati Goswami, these persons, they are rotting in the galas. Is there any means to deliver them? That is it. Nana Udrajasana. Udrajasana. These are described. We find also there are many persons that are suffering. Udrajasana is serious. Serious punishment. There are living entities. They are suffering. So many. Kubhrajasana. So this Krishna movement means to save people from the severe punishment of material civilization. This is Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement, Krishna's movement is to save. Jadadai, Dharmasya Glani Prabhupada Vibhava. Krishna is also very compassionate. Whenever there is discrepancy, people put themselves in great suffering. Maya is not excuse. Nature is not excuse. I don't try my time to tell you that, to give them a distraction why you are suffering in this way. Do this way. Krishna says, accept this. What is that? Always think of me. Beloved, you worthy of me. Manmana bhavamadva marjadi prasimi. And all my little obeisances. All things. It is not it. Just like he said. He is offering obeisances. He is offering a prayer. This is bhakta. And he's thinking of Padmanabha, Bhagavan, Bhakta, Bhajyani, even a child can do very devious. And Krishna is sure, if you do these four things, Padmanabha, Bhagavan, Mahavayu, Vaishnavi, Vaishnavi, without any doubt, he will come back to and people are not able to do these simple things. Still, the Krishna consciousness movement is there to teach people how to become devotee and save from the greatest sufferings of any condition of life. Thank you.